Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today. Currently, if you hear all these noises in the background, I am at a bunch of my friends' stand volleyball game. I'm trying to enjoy my few days I have left, and so I'm out here watching them and playing and making fools of themselves, but having a great time while they're doing it. So it's really nice to actually act my age for a little bit during the day. This is Marie Gonzalez, and you're tuning into my podcast. Today, my family and I got up at 5:30 and took off on a road trip to Kansas City, which is approximately 3 hours from our home, to go visit our attorney and then go to immigration and kind of let them know when we're leaving and sign things and get our passports back, which they had in their custody. When we ended up going there, it was really funny because, for one, the guy was really nice, but second of all, they didn't make us sign anything. They didn't even look at our passports or, like, look at our tickets to know when we're leaving. But the guy did look at me and my mom and was like, you know, we need to take a picture of you guys. And I thought that was kind of awkward, but okay. And so he asked to take a picture because they didn't have one on file. What they had of me was when I was little, and what they had of my mom was in black and white. So they took us to a back room, which is actually the detention hall at Immigration, or Department of Homeland Security. It was a little intimidating to be back there, and we had to take a picture up next to a height chart. So I kind of felt like a criminal at the time, and I felt like they were doing this as my mugshot, I guess. But the guy basically was just like taking a picture from the front, and that was it. So it was definitely an interesting experience. They were really nice about it, though, which is not something I'm used to at DHS, really. But I was glad we got that over with, and I was glad we got to hang out with my attorney, and my family and I made it back in the late afternoon hours, and as soon as I got home, my friends called and were like, you need to come out with us, and so that's where I am right now. After last night was, you know, really rough, just hanging out with one of my best guy friends. I realized that was my first official goodbye, that, you know, it's one of many that I'm going to have to do, and it was really an upsetting night for me. I try to hold it back because I don't want them to really necessarily feel like, I don't know, as bad about it, but, I mean, like, it was really emotional. It was emotional for my parents to watch, you know. It's really hard. It didn't go as I would have expected it. Like, I thought I was going to be more prepared for it, being with friends, but, like, with this one friend in particular. And, you know, as he was leaving, he's like, you know, don't worry about it. You know, things will be fine. And we'll keep in touch, you know. And something just about, like, how he said that just really got to me. And I was just like, you know, it's just the realization that they're not going to be right there like they have been in the past. So I was glad when today came. I didn't get enough sleep last night, needless to say, thinking about everything, and especially getting up at 5 in the morning. But I need to hang out with my friends, and I need to spend as much time with them as I can while still being able to do as much work as I need to with the house and stuff. So my friends are taking care of me by just spending time with me, just the fact of just being there for me, whether we're actually talking or not, just the presence of them there, and they're really good at it. I mean, you know, you couldn't ask for anything better than what they've been doing, so. Hey, an interview is wanting to do an interview. Please.
This is a couple people.
So I need to ask, like, right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, sorry, just go ahead and start. My name is Ben Yarnell. I've known Marie since second grade. We've gone to school together for that long, all the way through high school. For me, this whole ordeal is more or less the U.S. government telling me that I can't have one of my best friends around. And, well, it's just one of the toughest things I've ever had to go through. And I realize it's nowhere near what they've had to go through. Yeah, it just tears me up. I've done everything that she's told me I could do to help out, and I can't imagine 10 years without seeing this amazing person. Before this whole ordeal happened, you know, when I thought about immigration, it was always those people. I never had a real face to put with it, but now, like, it's my friend. It's really become a very, very important issue to me. If she has to leave, that's going to really just be weird to think that suddenly one person from our group is just totally missing. She's got such a giving spirit. She's always thinking of other people. She never wants to ever bring up her own problems. It's always about somebody else, when in reality, she probably has the biggest, you know, the biggest issue facing any of us. This is Zach. Here's Marie again.
One more friend. Hello. My name is Ashley Webb, and I met Marie through a Christian organization called Young Life, where I was a leader in college, and she was a student at Helias High School. It's just been really difficult, just knowing that we might be only having a couple more weeks with her, just trying to make the best of that time, and she's just been amazing. I think she is what gets us all through it, and I think we're having a really tough time with it, and she's having a really tough time with it, but she's definitely being the positive spirit through it all. Well, for me, it's changed. The whole immigration thing has changed a great deal. Me in particular, I'm getting ready to actually start law school in the fall. And so for me, it's just put all this added stuff for me, like just actually dealing with the law and just realizing that, you know, we really need people in there fighting for these people. And I feel like before this, I had such a bad feeling about immigration. I kind of thought it wasn't really that big of a deal, and that they were illegal immigrants in here, and just seeing this amazing family just go through this and just seeing how messed up our laws are, and that these are real people going through this, and that that it's not deserving, and that they're probably a better Americans than most of us, you know, who are going to be able to stay here because we were born here. It's blown my mind. Marie, I'm just going to miss spending time with her. She's just, if you are in a sad mood, if you're feeling anything that's negative, you just call Marie and she puts you in a good mood, and she's such a positive spirit. And I'm just going to really just miss hanging out with her, and just whenever you're with Marie, you're just happy. Well, thank you very much. Here's Marie.
I'm going to talk to a couple of my friends. Hey, thanks so much for checking out the podcast today. We'll have one up every day, so keep checking them out. I really appreciate your time. And please just, you know, keep an open mind about everything, and I'm hoping that you're getting the better insight into what I'm going through every day. So thanks again, and have a great day.
Hi, Jesse.
Bye.
How are you?